Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
We have Miriam joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Hey, Miriam.
Hi, good morning.
So you're running the Falmouth Road Race.
I am.
But it's why you're running the road race. Can you talk about Journey to Parenthood?
Absolutely. So Journey to Parenthood is a nonprofit in Norwood, Mass. And what they do is provide parents who are or people who are looking to have an IVF journey or go through IVF or adopt or go through a surrogacy journey, and they help them via grants and resources and parent groups and all types of support methods for their journey.
And why is Journey to Parenthood special to you, Miriam?
So I have two kiddos who I love very much, but there was definitely something missing in our family. And when myself and my husband wanted to have a third child, it wasn't as easy as we hoped it would be. And so we also went through our own IVF journey. And our third child, Jordan, we are so blessed to have. She is the product of IVF. And I just could never have imagined this journey being not something that I could have done because of financial reasons. And so I am happy to raise money and awareness for the IVF community and for anyone that wants to love a child.
How old are all the kids now?
So I have a 13-year-old boy, a 12-year-old girl, and Jordan is our youngest. She's going to be 4 Labor Day weekend.
I have some family that have gone through the IVF journey. And can you maybe talk to some of the struggles that a couple faces going through this that maybe the average person doesn't know about?
Yeah, you know, we live in a really great place in the country. I think that Massachusetts specifically is a great place if you're in need of IVF services or adoption services, and the state really does make it a priority. But there are definitely people who still have co-pays and who have, insurance issues where they need to pay out of pocket. And sometimes those fees are not possible for every family. And I think the other piece of it really is support, because when you're going through the any type of journey to, get pregnant, I think naturally or via IVF, the monthly struggles and I would say, it really takes an emotional toll on you. So having the support of a community who loves you or who's going through the same things that you're going through and being able to talk to other people about your journey and their journey and how you can connect that way is really important.
Do the older siblings tell Jordan to pipe down every once in a while? We were the easy kids. Mom had to work for you. Be kind.
I don't want to put that pressure on her, but they love their little sister, and we're so blessed to have her.
Of course. Yeah. Okay, so the Falmouth Road Race, I've never run this. I've heard, though, A, it's beautiful. B, it is hard. Like, this is not...
It's a difficult road race. It's not easy.
I think it's around 8 miles. There's a lot of hills. It's a pretty tough course. And then obviously you're trying to fundraise on top of that. Your goal was 5,000. Where are you right now?
So we're at about 1,200 right now. Last year I raised about 3,000. This is my third year running for Journey to Parenthood. So I'm trying to make this, third year is the best year. So my goal this year is 5,000. And I would love if you guys could post my link on your website and your socials. Mm-hmm. We have also a Journey to Parenthood page that you can take a look at. JourneyToParenthood.org is their website. So you can take a look at what they're doing. And Falmouth is a very scenic run. It's awesome for the novice of runners and the most experienced of runners, but it is definitely a hilly course. So I'm praying for some moderate temperatures because the weather has not been forgiving so far this summer. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Miriam, $1,200 ain't going to cut it. We're going to pump those numbers up.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yes, so here's what we do. We're going to post the link, obviously. Also, if you just want to text us right now in the studio, you've heard Miriam's story, and maybe this is something that you can relate to and you want to donate, drop us a text here in the studio at 617-931-1234. Again, 617-931-1234. And we'll text you the link directly, or we'll also post the link when we put it online as well. And obviously, Miriam and your whole family are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Yay! Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you guys.
Good luck on your run.
The focus.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for sharing the story with us, Miriam. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you can drop us a text here in the studio as well. You got something going on in your life, like you're running a really cool road race for a wonderful charity, or I don't know, maybe you got a promotion at work. Could
That'd be
some,
cool.
Yeah, right? 617-931-1234. Big or small, we want to hear about it. We want to talk about it. We want to share your good news with the world. Drop us a text again here in the studio at 617-931-1234. What do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
Okay, so I'd like to play for you Bon Jovi's song, Living on a Prayer. We all love this song, right? However, it was missing something, and that something is R2-D2 running away.
We'll give it a shot.
Well played, indeed. Thank you, Kennedy.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.